Jesus in the Gospel invites us to stay away from false prophets in this world. Those are wolves disguised as sheep. Brothers and sisters, we can ask ourselves, who are those wolves disguised as sheep? And when we look at the history of humankind and history of Holy Scripture, there have always been such people. Even there in the Old Covenant, some prophets like Jeremiah or Amos were fighting against false prophets. Those who in the name of God preach some kind of things and talk, but that was far from God. Jesus wants to do away with false prophets. In fact, those are all those people who oppose his message, the gospel. Those are the ones who oppose Jesus' image of God, God as the merciful Father. Even today we have false prophets. Every corner, practically, on every step, they promise something, but in real, they take people to destruction. Those are the ones who offer cheap happiness, and they bring person just to a being of pleasures, interests, financial success. Those are the ones who forget human dignity and eternal happiness. Jesus talks about the wolves, then maybe what comes to us is, to our mind, is a thought which says that man to man is a wolf. Man is a wolf to another man. If you want to encourage someone or to touch someone, then we will say to that person, well, be human, be person. It means to show mercy, compassion, offer a hand to help. In every one of us, brothers and sisters, is hidden a false prophet. Man, thanks to his own intelligence or intellect, not only that he can pretend, act, but he can deceive another person astray. Good advice, in fact, is this: that every one of us should start dismasking the false prophet within ourselves. Very often we're looking for a false prophet outside of ourselves. Maybe some people who are responsible for politics, for country, for our society, for church. But false prophet is me if I oppose the voice of my conscience, God's voice. There's an Indian story when Chief Cherokee taught his grandson the values of life. He brought some example about two wolves. In the inside of every single person, there is a great battle, he said to the little boy. Two wolves within us fight for authority. One wolf is bad, unhappy, and ugly. He's full of anger, enviousness, greed, selfishness. For him, only is important that he is above others. He spreads lies, hatred, guilt, division. Wolf is beautiful, good.
He's
friendly, joyful, bright, kind, compassionate, generous, sincere, thankful, brave. That is when grandson stopped for a moment. He reflected on the words of his grandpa, the chief of the tribe, and he asked, "Grandpa, which wolf will prevail or win at the end?" Grandpa replied, "The wolf that you are feeding, that wolf will certainly win." Dear brothers and sisters, we are in the preparation time in the novena for the 35th anniversary of Our Lady's apparitions. I believe that it is familiar to us. What started happening here 35 years ago? Children witnessed. We saw Blessed Virgin Mary. And not only that, she said, "I am the Queen of Peace." And we can say that peace is in the center of Medjugorje and its message. Medjugorje, brother and sister, is a constant encouragement, incense, that we should have good within ourselves, in the world that is fighting for our soul. Medjugorje is an encouragement so that good will from the story may prevail within us, and that every selfishness, evil and sin may die. How many people admitted, recognized here in these 35 years that they were weak and sinful, and maybe addicted to the pleasures of this world, but they ask forgiveness and the sacrament of confession, so that with a free step and bright face they could continue their life. And God knows how many rivers of graces started flowing and flew through here, here where church is living. And there is church only there where sacraments are celebrated. We are witnesses of how today many churches and cathedrals, maybe even from in the cities where you come from, dear pilgrims, became only cultural inheritance, the area of extraordinary value. And but the most important in those churches and cathedrals is not being done, and that is praising and celebrating God. That is what the churches are for, because they are the temple of God. They're not just space that we will come to look at out of curiosity and take photos of it. That's why we can say that what is happening here is a certain renewal. Here we celebrate God in so many languages. Here, sacraments are celebrated. Here, people confess. Here, people are on pilgrimage. So many these days will get ready and set out on the way. Some will walk 12 hours, some even more than that. Some will spend days on a pilgrimage, walking in order to come here to pray and to thank to God. With a calm conscience, and so we can say that every single day here is experienced the gift of the most merciful heart of our God in prayers and in sacraments. Gift of God's mercy that we especially remember in this year, which is dedicated to the God's mercy. So many brothers and sisters here felt that God has compassion for them, that God has heart for their concrete problem in life, that God does not leave them alone in suffering or in pains. And so many here reconciled with Him and with other people. 35 years of mercy.
I nije se puno toga promijenilo.
But many things change. Because we can see that even today, as it used to be before, some people desire to destroy the message of peace. Those are the wolves, ravenous wolves. And they desire to bring unrest, fear and depression into people. Today, man's voice of conscience here in Medjugorje speaks so lively. They want to quiet, silent. They talk about some doubtful rights of individuals. They relativize the truth. Especially about it was talked, and we were warned by Pope Benedict XVI.
Teško je bilo i one 1980.
Even in 1981, it was so hard. When everything started here, it was hard to admit that you were faithful. The Communist Party at that time was promoting wickedness, godlessness. And only members of the Communist Party were members of the society, and others were excluded from the society. Faithful was denied his own social status and the possibility of promotion. We know how most of the villagers of Medjugorje at that time lived from working in fields or from working in overseas, fighting for a slice of bread that they had to achieve by so much suffering. Rocky Herzegovinian land and people of great confidence in God, and everything started flowing along the new direction in that merciful moment at the end of June.
It
started changing. And people already on the fifth or sixth day came in great numbers to the hill, Srnica. A Persian hill was packed by people of God. And militia, police wanted to prevent of happening what could not be prevented. Jesus in the Gospel tells us, you will be able to tell them by their fruits. Brothers and sisters, the time shows us what is the fruit that a certain tree brings or bears. It is necessary for fruit to be ripe. It takes time. At the beginning, fruit is useless. You cannot eat it, dine it. But the time does itself. Fruit of Medjugorje is a converted life. So many fed themselves spiritually here. They nourished themselves and they found strength to continue.
Na nama je svima trajno zahvaljivati.
We all should endlessly thank and respond to motherly call. And that is the same call that Jesus directed us in the Gospel. Call to conversion. Change life.
Na promjenu nutrine srca.
Changing our heart. And without that there is no change of the world. A fruit, when it's ripe, it cannot be hidden. Fruits of grace here are visible and tangible. Gospel invites us so that our life also may be filled with good fruits. We'll be able to tell them by their fruits how much we belong to Jesus. To be faithful doesn't mean only to be written in the book of faithful. To be faithful doesn't mean from time to time to participate in some rite of the church. To be faithful, it means to bear fruits of goodness, peace, and of the truth. In our own environment, in my own family, my own working place,
ili brate I sestre,
or brother and sister, we bear fruits, or we are fruitless.
Treće opcije,
there is no third option.
Vjernik je poput,
faithful is like a tree that bears rich fruits, and then others can be fed by those fruits and will be fruitful if we are fed by God's strength. We are here at the spring of God's love, Christ. And in it, our faith is multiplied. Our hope is strengthened. Love is multiplied. Jesus is the fruit that we dine in the Holy Mass. He gives himself to us until the end. He sacrificed on the cross. We are thankful to him for such a great grace. May even this Holy Mass be a call that we may live.
Amen.
Example. Amen.